The Infinite Tenderness of Jesus by Charles Spurgeon. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. Who is he of whom such gracious words are spoken? He is the good shepherd. Why does he carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart? Because he has a tender heart, and any weakness in them at once melts his heart. The size, the ignorance, the feebleness of the little ones of his flock draw forth his compassion. It is his office as a faithful high priest to consider the weak. Besides, he purchased them with blood. They are his property. He must and will care for those who cost him so dear. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verse 11. Then he is responsible for each lamb, bound by covenant engagements, not to lose one. Moreover, they are all a part of his glory and reward. But how may we understand the expression, he will carry them? Sometimes he carries them by not permitting them to endure much trial. Providence deals tenderly with them. Often they are carried by being filled with an unusual degree of love, so that they bear up and stand fast. Though their knowledge may not be deep, they have great sweetness in what they do know. Frequently he carries them by giving them a very simple faith, which takes the promises just as they stand, and believingly runs with every trouble straight to Jesus. The simplicity of their faith gives them an unusual degree of confidence, which carries them above the world. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. Here is boundless affection. Would he hold them close to his heart if he did not love them much? Here is tender nearness. So near are they that they could not possibly be nearer. Here is hallowed familiarity. Here are precious love passages between Christ and his weak ones. Here is perfect safety. In his bosom, who can hurt them? They must hurt the shepherd first. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, ever. No one will snatch them out of my hand. John chapter 10, verse 28. Here is perfect rest and sweetest comfort. Surely we are not sufficiently sensible of the infinite tenderness of Jesus.